Everybody, I hope you're doing great on this Monday. Thanks so much for downloading and subscribing to the Investing in Real Estate podcast. I'm Clayton Morris. So great to be back with you. And thanks, everyone, for the amazing reviews in iTunes. You've been so kind at leaving 5-star reviews in there. And, you know, there was like one or two low reviews, and I wanted to address those because, you know, someone said, hey, I listened to the first few episodes, and it was all sort of like an introduction. And I wanted more content in strategies and action tips. And I totally appreciate that because that's what this podcast is all about. Remember, these are just those were just the first few episodes of our show, just sort of introducing, you know, me to you and you to me, et cetera. So, and giving you a little backstory about our approach to real estate investing and sort of laying the groundwork. But we're going to have tons of actionable tips and strategies in this podcast. In fact, we've already recorded a few great episodes with some experts coming up, including Mike Michalowicz on how to set up profit first for your business. You know, he's written the Profit First book. He's also written the Pumpkin Plan. He is a fantastic guest. I can't wait for you to meet Mike Michalowicz. In fact, his whole approach to structuring your business is exactly how my wife and I have built our real estate investing business and how we've been able to crush it on taxes. So that's coming up. We also talked with Brandon Turner of Bigger Pockets. He just bought his 50th property. So we dive in and specifically talk strategies and tactics on how to approach and buy properties with like no money down and using creative financing to do his deals. So we're doing that. We're going to have so many great guests. We're going to dive into all sorts of tax strategies on this show. We're going to talk about landlording. We're going to talk about how we buy and find our properties. So hold on to your hats. We've got a ton of great content coming 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But today's episode, I want to specifically talk about how the best properties are not in your backyard. Okay? They are not in your backyard. Many of you, and I'm sure most of you who are just starting or thinking about real estate investing, tell me if this sounds like you, okay? You listen to podcasts, you're reading books, and you're thinking, you know, I really want to get into real estate investing. Honey, let's drive around this weekend and like, let's look at some properties. Let's call up John, our local realtor, and we want to start looking at properties. Maybe you're jumping on Zillow.com and you're looking at local properties, right? Because the natural tendency is to start looking in our own backyard. It's close to our house. We think we're going to manage it ourselves. We think we're going to drive over there, touch it, feel it, lick it, look at it. I got news for you. That's the worst thing you can do. I'm in New Jersey, where I would never buy a rental property. Okay? I have some investor friends who own hundreds of rental properties in New Jersey, but they buy them in really rough parts of town. I mean, I'm talking really rough parts of town. And they'll buy them, you know, they'll buy like a 3 or a 4 family. They'll buy it for like $70,000 and they'll put in, now that's a wholesale price, right? The roof's fallen in, all kinds of mold and asbestos and all kinds of headaches and problems. And then they'll put in like $150,000 worth of rehab. And while they're dealing with the taxes and the cities, you know, just getting certificates of occupancy and all kinds of other crazy things you have to deal with in New Jersey. You know, and then they'll get it rented and it might have a nice ROI or maybe a decent ROI. But at the end of the day, they've spent like $150,000 just in rehab plus the $70,000 they paid to buy it. And then they're going to be able to cash out a little bit on the backside. But the bottom line is there's no way I'm buying a rental property in New Jersey and taxes here like $19,000 a year. No way. But look, I understand it, right? It's our natural tendency to think that the best properties are in our backyard. And they're not. They are not. So here's what the problem with calling up a realtor, okay? And we're going to dive in. Don't worry, because coming up in future episodes, we're going to talk about the strategies and tactics and exactly how I find my properties, okay? But today, I really want to lay the groundwork on getting out for you to get I want you to break that uncomfortable feeling about going outside of your local market. So I knew right away living in New Jersey that I needed to go outside of my market. I work with many California investors, same thing. There's no way they're buying properties in San Francisco or Los Angeles or talking to investors in Seattle and Oregon and other places like that. Even Texas, property taxes are getting out of hand. So people who are in Austin and Houston are being priced out of there, in Chicago. So unless I want to say this with a caveat, unless you happen to live in one of the, you know, top 10 rental markets in the country, places like, you know, St. Louis and Kansas City and Indianapolis and Memphis and, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, or, you know, other small markets in the Midwest, Cleveland and those sorts of places, unless you happen to live in one of those towns, chances are the best rental properties are not in your backyard. I want to give you a little quick story and a backstory on how I got into investing and how I learned that I needed to get uncomfortable right away with not buying properties where I lived. I was on a flight to New Zealand, and I was going to visit my friend who is a photographer. He lives on the South Island. And someone actually just recently, I was on the phone with an investor, and I told him the story, and he said, "I have not heard this story. You've got to tell the story on the podcast." So here you go. I was flying to New Zealand. 17-hour flight, something ridiculous like that. And after I woke up from a long, groggy sleep, sleeping on, you know, on a crappy pillow, I was sitting next to an older couple. I mean, I won't say older, but they were in their mid-50s or so. And they were going to New Zealand as well, of course. And I said, got to talking, and I said, "How long are you going to be in New Zealand?" Now, bear in mind, I was going for only 5 days. So I could go for 5 days, shoot photos with my buddy who lived on the South Island, and I had to come home. And they both looked at me and said, "Oh, you know, we're going for 2 months." I said, 2 months? Who the heck gets to go to New Zealand for 2 months? And normally I wouldn't ask this question, but I did. I said, "What do you do that you're able to go to, you know, to New Zealand for 2 months?" And he looked at me and just kind of smiled and he said, "Oh, I'm a real estate investor." And of course, the light bulbs just exploded in my head at that moment, right? And I immediately started picking his brain. And for the next hour and a half before we landed, I figured out, I just wrote everything I could down. I wanted to know everything. And he explained that he and his partner back home buy properties in the Midwest, and they buy single family homes and duplexes. They totally renovate the property, and they put in hardworking blue-collar tenants, fully managed by a property management company. I said, "Wait a minute, you don't manage them yourself?" He said, "Nope, of course not." And I started picking his brain. I said, "Where are you buying these properties?" He gave me a couple of towns that he was buying in Michigan and other places. And then in India, you know, and, actually, he wasn't even in Indianapolis yet. But just Michigan, parts of, you know, outside of Detroit, and some places in Pennsylvania. So anyway, long story short, this was 5-6 years ago. I immediately got home after our flight and I immediately bought properties. I took action. I bought two properties, and in the Midwest, totally outside of my comfort zone. It wasn't in New Jersey. I hired a contractor to get it fully rehabbed. At the time, you know, I ended up probably overpaying. You know, probably paid a little bit too much on the contracting side. I probably paid too much on the acquisition side, and those things. But I was so excited about it, and those early properties are still two of my best performing properties, and it's been fantastic. So I had to get uncomfortable right away with not buying properties where I lived. And what he explained to me was, and this is key, he explained to me, he said, "Look, I don't fall in love with real estate. I fall in love with ROI, return on investment." He said, "I want to warn you not to fall in love. I don't want you to look at photos online and fall in love with that little bungalow and think that you're going to live there. You're not going to live there. I don't want you to fall in love with the four walls and a roof." He said, "You know, all of my properties are the same." And this has been true now of all of my properties that I own, is that they're all the same. They're four walls and a roof. I totally rehab my properties and I provide a great place for my tenants to live. He said, "I want you to fall in love with your ROI, your return on investment. So go where the highest ROI is. That's all you need to concern yourself with. How much money I pay for the property and how much money will I get back in monthly cash flow. That is all you need to focus on." So I want you to begin to think that way, because so many people, you know, own that first property where you live, right? You might live in California and you had a condo that you lived in when you were single, and then you move to a house with your family and you held onto that condo and you rent it. and you look at every month and you say to me, oh, it's breaking even. You know, it's not bad. It's breaking even. Well, that's not a good investment. Or you live in Seattle and you paid $300,000 for a single family home. That's not a good investment. So you need to begin to think about falling in love with ROI and get outside of your comfort zone and think about all of the places around this country where you can get a better bang for your buck and just feel liberated. Just get uncomfortable and just know that you have to put your faith in people to take care of it, right? A property management company, somebody who's going to do a much better job than you are at managing that property. You know, your contractors, someone who's going to really take care of that property that you know, like, and trust, and you're going to rehab that property and provide a great place for a tenant to live. But at the end of the day, you want low taxes, right? That's why I'm not buying in New Jersey, why you wouldn't want to buy in California, why you might not buy in Texas. I'm not going to pay $19,000 a year. I'm not going to pay $2,500 a year in property taxes in Texas, and it's going to eat into my overall profits. No way. Maybe I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't buy in a flood zone. I'm not going to buy in certain areas. So you need to begin to think about these things, that all of these things can come together for you when you get outside of your own backyard. I know it can be uncomfortable, but I want you to start to think about that, okay? And once you do, then the world, the whole country can start to open up for you. Heck, I've got clients in Switzerland that buy properties through our company. So, and they're not uncomfortable with that, but it's that first initial hurdle of thinking. Because when I was on this flight with this guy, I thought for sure that he was going to tell me to go back to New Jersey and, you know, call up my local realtor and find properties. But that's not how it happened. He totally discouraged me from doing that. And I want to discourage you from doing that as well. And I don't want you to get frustrated about it, because over the course of the next few weeks, we are going to lay some really fantastic groundwork for you to start acquiring rental properties the right way with high ROI. And it's going to explode your financial freedom, hitting that financial freedom number that I'm so passionate about. I want to thank you again for subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with your family and friends. I hope you find it to be a valuable resource, because we are going to have so many actionable steps. We're going to be giving away some great information here going forward over this next year. And it's been phenomenal, truly phenomenal. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all the kind reviews that you've left me in iTunes and the, you know, 5-star reviews. We are available on TuneIn Radio. We're available on Stitcher. We are now in the Google Play Store, iTunes. I think we're just about everywhere. I think we've tried to add ourselves as many places as we can. So thank you for all of the people requesting these different places for us to appear. I appreciate that. And if you would like to talk directly to our team at Morris Invest, we would love to talk with you. Just come on over to morrisinvest.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. And book a call with us. We'd love to hear where you're at, what you'd like to accomplish with real estate investing, and we would love to help you. I love talking to investors, and I want to help you as much as I can at any stage of your investing journey. I'm Clayton Morris. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with another amazing episode of the Real Estate Investing Podcast. I am super excited for Wednesday's show, and I cannot wait to share it with you. Have a great one, everyone.